Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I think in the American public sphere of the public intellectuals, the novelists, the university professors, if you can characterize them, the vast majority of them are humanists. They really do believe that if there is an answer in the universe, it has got to be man. And I think that's really true in Hollywood. I think it is regularly stated that way in movie after movie, actually, that our salvation is going to come from us and nowhere else. And I think that's very sad because, at least I know in my own life, I never could have made it without knowing that God really did exist and that he had shown himself to us in Jesus Christ. And it pains me whenever anybody doesn't know that, because it seems to me not anything that I earned. In fact, I know it was not anything that I earned, this knowledge, and a knowledge that we wish everybody had, but people seem to regularly reject it.
Brings up maybe the new movie coming out here this Christmas from Angela Jolie, right? Unbroken, the Louis Zamperini story. I mean, he was one of those guys who tried to do it on his own, and we don't know, I guess, what sort of faith story will be in this new film, but obviously he had a dynamic faith.
And that is not going to be portrayed in this movie. Apparently, there is a placard at the end that says that he went to a Billy Graham crusade, in fact, and turned his life over to Christ, and that made some kind of difference. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know. It doesn't come out until Christmas Day in wide release. I don't know how much of the pre-story to that story is told, whether you see him praying or making his promise to God that if he gets him through this, you know, he'll turn his life over to him or whatever. But I know that they don't take it all the way to that point of faith and see that as somehow the resolution. I'm not sure that it would work very well. Some things just don't work well in movies, you know, Neil? And I'm not so sure conversion works all that well in movies. It is real to us, and it is the total change of our lives, but that's almost entirely interior. We know the change in our own hearts. We know the change in our own minds and in the way we see the world. And it seems like night and day to us. It's the most important thing in the world to us. But movies can only look on the outside. And you can be much more convincing about the psychology of a human being or the internal workings of a human being in a novel than you can in a film, because a film is so much more concrete. It's always been a problem for filmmakers.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.